The following is an interview with Mansfield Mayor Sandra Armstrong discussing the flooding on the Ottawa River as of May 3rd. So what can you tell me about the situation as it stands here on Wednesday afternoon?
Okay. So this morning, when we check the situation on the Lac Coulonge, l'Outaouais, it was standing at 108.46, and it seemed to be going up every hour, like it. Centimeters, so it doesn't seem to stop at all. So it's very worrying for everybody that lives in Mansfield. We did send Pete, our inspector, out to see how many homes were affected in cottages. We had a special meeting at 11 this morning with some rep from La Cour Périmédic, MSP, Sécurité Publique, la MRC, and SQ, CISO, and a rep from Sophie Châtel, and a rep from Monsieur André Fortin. We are starting to evacuate people from their home. Some people will still not leave. I understand them completely. That's about it. We have reached over the 2017 levels.
And do you know how many people you had to evacuate or are warning about?
Well, our firemen are going by boat to check on them. And if they want to leave, we can evacuate them. Nobody seems to want to leave their homes, I understand, because they want to pump water and stuff like that. But there is residence itself isolated. We have 20 residents, and we have 10 flooded homes that are residents, premier residents. Then cottages, we have 52 that is isolated, and we have 53 that is flooded. So about 135, if I'm not mistaken.
And where are these? I'm assuming these are sort of mostly in Davidson and La Paz and those sectors?
Yes, exactly. Pete, our inspector, goes out everywhere, and mostly, like the roads we see, we're closing down. Mm-hmm. Water's back on Chemin La Porte just now from the update we did. And it's just so quick. We just went down to Chemin des Rapides, and no water on the road. We get back to the municipal office. Somebody calls us to let us know and send us a picture. There's water on the road. Jeez. So it's very fast. That would be the Coulonge River, though. So okay. That one's going up, too.
Okay. And do you have any indication about how high that'll go, or?
Well, they said they had predicted 500 mm-hmm. for tomorrow, and we're already up to 494.
Jeez.
So, yeah. And this morning, with the information they gave us, that it would go over that. So, yeah.
Jeez.
That's a gloom day, let me tell you. This not funny for nobody.
Yeah, for sure. And as far as the sandbag situation there, how's that been going?
Well, not very well. We don't have much volunteer, but some people are calling and asking about if they can go up there and do we have shovels and bags. And yeah, everything's ready at the 32 Chemin du Lac La Truite. So anybody that wants to join other people up there already, they can go and join them and make sandbags. For sure.
And you guys also have stockpiles there in Davidson as well?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much, like at this time right now, but yeah, we still had quite a few ones this morning, but it's going down fast.
And you had put the list of roads that were closed there on your Facebook as well, but is there anything else as far as infrastructure-wise that you're concerned with going forward here if the levels continue to rise? They put something out about the St. Camille sector using their sewers as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, because we buy the service from Fort Coulonge, the municipality of Fort Coulonge, and they are having problems with their sewer. So our sector, St. Camille, only that sector is using that. So we just ask them to use less water as possible so we don't back up in Fort Coulonge sewers. What we're doing for our municipality is we're getting some people to come septic to get it emptied.
Okay.
Could be twice a day right now. Jerry is taking care of that for us today.
Sorry, the septic system there, you said?
Well, it's far, like, I'm not really sure what's the name of it, but it's like all, you know, where St. Camille source goes, then we have a sort of a system that pushes it to Fort Kalange.
Okay.
We can get ours empty at that point before we send it to Fort Kalange.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because we're just trying to help them and make sure that we don't send more than what they already have.
Okay, take some of the pressure off of their system.
Yes,
for
exactly,
sure.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Gotcha. Sandra, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with us here. I understand it's a busy time for you guys. If there's anything else you wanted to let our listeners know or let people know here on Wednesday afternoon, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, we're just asking the resident to check on their neighbors. And if you see you need anything, please do call us. If you're in an emergency state, call 911. And we are here, and right now the time... mission is to securize everybody, security first, then after this is all done, I hope to get more answers on what I'm looking at right now.